It began with the day when it was almost the 5th of November, and a doubt arose as to the quality of the fireworks laid in for the Guy Fawkes celebration. As it was raining, the four children decided to test a doubtful jack-in-the-box on a tray on the nursery floor. It finally caught fire at the 23rd match with such a desperate violence that Cyril and Robert had to smother it with the nursery carpet, which itself began to move with such a terrible spluttering that Jane and Anthea burst into tears. Next moment, Mother rushed in. The fact that the nursery carpet was ruined occasioned but little surprise, nor was anyone really astonished that bed should prove the immediate end of the adventure. The rest of the fireworks were confiscated, and the Guy Fawkes celebration cancelled. Next day, Mother went out to the Kentish Town Road and returned with a rolled-up carpet. As the carpet was unrolled across the nursery floor, something hard bumped out and trundled along to Cyril's feet. It was shaped like an egg, and it had an odd sort of light in it, as though it had a yolk of pale fire that just showed through the stone. The stone egg was put on the mantelpiece, where it quite brightened up the nursery. On the 5th of November, Father and Mother went to the theatre. The children were not happy. When the baby had been put to bed, they sat sadly round the fire in the nursery. "I'm beastly bored," said Robert. "Last holidays we found a Samiad and had lots of adventures. I mean, why has it all got to stop?" The Samiad is a sand fairy, and it let the children have anything they wished for. "What I want is for something to happen now," said Cyril.
"I wish they taught magic at school," Jane sighed. "If we could do a little magic, it might make something happen. A spell with a magic fire of sweet-smelling wood and magic gums and things."
"We could always burn some of the eucalyptus oil we have for our coals," said Anthea.
"And I've got my cedar wood pencils," said Robert.
When the fire was lit in the nursery grate, it certainly smelt very strong and looked very magical, but still nothing happened. The children fetched tea cloths from the kitchen and waved them wildly about their heads, and still nothing happened. Till Robert's cloth caught the golden egg and whisked it off the mantelpiece. The egg fell into the red-hot heart of the nursery fire.
"Oh, crikey," said Robert.
"At least it's not smashed," said Cyril.
"Look at it." Anthea was kneeling down. "I do believe something is going to happen."
The egg was glowing, and inside it something was moving. Next moment there was a soft cracking sound. The egg burst in two, and out of it came a flame-coloured bird. As it rested among the flames, the children watched it begin to grow bigger and bigger.
"Which of you," it said, "put the egg into the fire?"
"He did," said three voices, and three fingers pointed at Robert.
The bird bowed. "I am your grateful debtor," it said, with a high-bred air.
"I believe I know who you are," said Robert. "You are the Phoenix."
The bird was pleased.
"My fame has lived them for 2,000 years, it said.
"You're in lots of books," said Robert.
Cyril pulled out volume 10 of the encyclopedia, and on page 246 he found the following.
"Phoenix, fabulous bird of antiquity, about the size of a small eagle, with feathers of a gold colour and eyes that sparkle like stars. When advanced in age..."